Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord said, I have set before you life or death, blessing, cursing. Wait for the feeling? No. Choose life. And how do you choose life or death? By what you choose to hear and receive and think on and believe and say and act on. If you choose to hear the wrong thing and let a vision of death play out in your mind, you've chosen death. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And death and life is in the power of the tongue. And if you choose to think thoughts of life, if you choose to think about the glorious, exciting, good plans of success, plans of increase, plans of prosperity, plans of wholeness, plans of peace. You don't have to know all the details, but you just see, faith in the plan of God is faith in the love of God, which is faith in God. Who is love? We gave a definition of the plan of God earlier this week. Anybody remember it? Help me out. What's the plan of God? The plan of God is the glory of God prepared by the love of God, especially for the child of God.
Me.
Is that true or not?
Yes.
It's true. What is the plan of God? It's nothing less than the glory of God. The goodness and glory of God prepared for us by none other than God Himself, who is love. The love of God. Friend, if we really believe it, no matter what we're experiencing at the moment, we believe the future is bright. Don't we? We believe the path of the just gets brighter and brighter and better and better until the full day's sun, and then we go on to glory. And it sure enough gets better. It's not supposed to get worse. You're not supposed to get, you know, less excited. You're not supposed to get more depressed as the years go by. You're not supposed to be broker. Is that a word? More broke as the years go by. You don't have to be sicker. It's supposed to get better.
Yes.
You believe that or not?
Yes.
Supposed to get better. Now, if you believed that, it would make you glad.
Yes.
Hope makes you happy.
Yes.
We need to read a few scriptures about that and get stirred up about it. Go to Psalm 32. Psalm 30. I want you to turn to these, and I want us to be glad about every one of them. Psalm 32 and 11. How many word people do I have in here? I mean, let me see. You love the word. You receive the word. You're a doer of the word. You live by the word. All right, here's a word. Right here. Read it for me.
Be glad
in the Lord. So after you read that, what should you do? You should not read, be glad in the Lord and sigh. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and cry. Are there a lot of Christians crying? Feeling bad? Being down? Too many. But be glad in the Lord. And rejoice, you righteous. Now, let's back up. Is this the word of the Lord?
Yes.
Is He telling us to do something?
Yes.
So what should we do? Should we read it and go, isn't that nice? That's a nice verse. No, we who are supposed to be word people, we take the word seriously as God talking to us. And when he says, be glad, rejoice, shout for joy. It's time to shout. Time to be glad. Yeah. Now, what are we glad about? What are we shouting about? If he said, be glad, there must be a reason. Yeah. We're taking him by faith, aren't we? He's saying, I'm a good God. I love you big. I got a big, good plan for you. So you need to go ahead and be glad. Now, unbelief will say, I don't see any reason to be glad. Times is hard. It's hard, and nobody knows what I'm having to deal with. We covered a lot of that last night, didn't we? Yes. Talked about how dangerous these thoughts and this vision of defeat and death is, and how you ought to have the helmet of the hope of salvation on you so that nothing can get through to your little head of any of this defeat and junk. The only thing you got in your head is the glorious hope of salvation. And that hope makes you glad. Makes you glad. Now you don't have to wait another minute to get glad. I'm not talking about who can just holler the loudest. I'm talking about you can sit right there and just get glad, right? You can just get glad right where you sit. You can get glad. Somebody say, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad, I'm glad. Because the Bible said, be glad. Be glad in the Lord. And rejoice. And shout for joy. And of course, we're doers of the word. Psalm 35, turn over there. Glory to God. People like us that the Lord has done so much for, blessed us like he has, we ought never have a frown on our face. We ought never go around grumpy and mully grubs. We know we got something to shout about. Psalm 35:27. Are you there? 35:27. Tell me what it says. Let them what? Shout for joy. And be glad. Look at your neighbor. Help them out. Say, be glad. Be glad, brother. Be glad, sister. Be glad. I got a word from the Lord. Be glad. There is gladness in these words, aren't there? I mean, it just when you hear it, it hits you and it makes you want to be glad. But if the word of the Lord comes to you, be glad, and you refuse to be glad, then what's the problem? Well, you don't know what kind of trouble I got. The Bible said the trouble you got is common to man. Same, all our brethren throughout the world are experiencing the same trials and tribulations. Bible says so. So it's not true. Problem is you're rebellious. It's just a fact. When the Lord says be glad, and you say, well, I'm not going to be glad. What else can it be? I mean, you can make it all kind of things and you can explain it 90 different ways, but it boils down to the simple fact that he told you to do something and you said no. It is written, Jehovah God, creator of the heavens and the earth, said, be glad. Be glad. He said it. Be glad. Didn't he say be glad? Be glad. I'm about there. Boy, I'm glad I came tonight. Am I reading the Bible, saints? Am I reading the Bible? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. I didn't write this. You didn't write this. Psalm 35:27. What does it say? Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause, and let them say something all the time. Let them say something continually. Say what? Let the Lord be magnified, who really enjoys, has pleasure in prospering us. You're supposed to say it all the time. All the time. Let the Lord be magnified, who enjoys blessing me, prospering all his people. Well, no wonder you'd be glad. No wonder you'd be happy. No wonder you'd be shouting. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Help me out.
Be glad.
He said, be glad. What did he say?
Be glad.
Be. And we're not disobedient. We're not rebellious. No. The Lord tells us to be glad. What's going to happen? Tell me what's going to happen. You're going to see some glad boys and girls. Is that right? The Lord says, be glad.
Be glad.
It's glad time. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be glad. Be. That's how God talks. Light. Be. And it was. And it is. The creation knows how to respond to the Creator. And so should we. How many know when the Creator says, be glad, there ought not be any hesitation or hum-hawing around or explaining or asking questions? There ought to just be a whole lot of gladness.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Glorious, Exciting, Good Plan of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.